I believe in friends who can make you laugh so hard you cry.
I believe in All the Way Full.
Here's what I believe. If there's one thing you don't mess with in life, it's love.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. You know that expression, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. What it means, of course, is that we should do what we can to make the best of difficult circumstances we encounter, to extract something positive out of the unbidden events that come our way. This isn't always feasible, but isn't it wonderful when we manage to figure out a way to turn life's traumas into meaningful, sometimes glorious, even magnificent opportunities? Well, that's what this week's essayist, Elena Yee, has experienced in her life.
20 years ago this June, I was interrogated in China by the secret police. I describe the police this way because it's what they call themselves, secret. How odd and terrifying for me to be in a room by myself being questioned about my interactions with students. And why was I in China? I was teaching English as a foreign language, and my job was to, well, teach and to do it well. Along the way, office politics infiltrated into my work situation, and I found myself sitting in a room being barraged with questions in Chinese. Now, mind you, I don't speak a word of Chinese, even though I am a daughter of Chinese immigrants. The grand irony is that I was raised in a nice Jewish neighborhood west of Boston. As I look back at my experience with the Chinese secret police, all I can think is that sometimes there really is redemption in this complicated world of ours. At the time, and for several years afterwards, I thought there was no possible benefit to my being interrogated. Suddenly, I find myself without a job, without a car and family, and this lasted for a year before I moved to Southern California. After several years of therapy, silent prayer, and the luxury of time, I finally had come to believe there is the possibility of true redemption. And why? After leaving China, I discovered the most meaningful work of my life. I went from an engineering career to teaching, and I'm now working at Providence College, where I am in charge of multicultural activities. Now, I have the privilege to be with students on a daily basis to delve into remarkably important issues and challenges related to cultural diversity, racism, and social justice. And truth be told, none of this would have happened if my encounter with Chinese secret police had not forced my exit and led me to my current life's work among Providence College students. I believe in redemption because sometimes light shines through our darkest hours. I believe that what I did back then and what I do today makes a difference. Since that dark night in China, my current work has shown me that the political oppression I experienced was not for naught. It was for something. And that something is what I experience when teaching about diversity, justice, or seeking equity for all in a nation that gives me the freedom to do so.
Elena Yee is a born and bred Bostonian and the daughter of immigrants from China and Hong Kong. She has worked as an engineer, a teacher in Asia and Alaska, and with students at a college in Santa Barbara, California. She is currently director of the Multicultural Activities Office at Providence College. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.